Good morning, Dr. Rob. How you doing? Another awesome and amazing day. Many minds, many masters, many lives, many creative moments. This is what God has given you and I this day and every day. Your mind is the master of the universe, the creator of everything. Your mind. You have the capability of creating that which you desire today and every day. Through listening, learning, reading, sharing, communicating, connecting, being, this is life. The choice is to check in or check out every day. You can decide how you want to awaken in the day. A breath and a smile and thank you, God, for the day. That is the way to start the day. You and I have the capability of creating in amazing ways. Step out into nature. Step out into nature and take a walk. Go slow and easy as you go. For life has created you as the most amazing entity of the universe. And God says, go slow. Give life a chance, the best chance, the life chance. Love life in every way. For God says, you are amazing. You are capable of all things. You are the artist. We step into life with all our worries and fears and hold them so long. God has gifted you today. How do you want to step into life? How do you want to get up and out? How do you want to choose to be this day? Do you want to choose to hold on to the old, the anchor, to continuously look back and think of your life with fear, worry, regret, judgment, negative, nasty? Or can you step forward in your life with joy, love, faith, happiness, harmony, kindness always? Help others. And as you help others in life, you help thyself. To share kindness. Even when kindness doesn't feel like it is coming back, that is not your job to have it come back. It is your job simply to share it forward with faith in the day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, thy heaven is in thy mind, and thy mind is thy God. And he knew and knows what he's talking about always. Each and every day, God has gifted you and I the power of love and life. In joy and gratitude and happiness and harmony. And wow, some days it is so hard. I know. It's meant to be hard. It's meant to be happy, joyous, challenging, sad, depressing, angry. All the above. That's the pushing emotion of life for us to move. The energy of life is in emotions. And you and I are the energy of life. Give kindness, love, happiness, faith, joy. Give the shirt off your back. Give when giving does not come back, because that is what the Master taught each of us to give. Smile. Each day you start today, that is all you need to do is smile. No matter the hardship, the challenges, the craziness of God's, your life. We are the giver, the creator, the liver. We are. Your birth was meant to be, and whatever you have lived through, it's done, it's gone. It's time to change thy mind. Every day with love, faith, joy, happiness, harmony, kindness. Take a step into nature this day. Take a walk. Go slow and easy. Okay. If you want to get on the treadmill, the bike, the swim, participate in life. That's what you're doing. That is good, to participate in life. For life is through participation. We are personally responsible for everything in our life. No one else is. You and I are. It's a personal journey to step up and into thy life with full kindness, full joy, full passion. I've been listening to Rob Bell, reading Rob Bell. I've read the stories of the Bible, of the gods, of the stories of history, the stories of the past, the stories of the future, the stories of what is life meant to be. Well, you are the storyteller. You are the story creator. You are the one to make it happen as you choose it to be. That is the simple concept of the universe. You and I are it. Fantastic as it be. Post your thoughts today. You are the postal, the postmaster of your life. The postmaster general is you. You are the one to create the mail, the letters, the packages, and deliver them fully signed, sealed, in a smile this day. As I take a walk into nature out in Skinny Atlas, a beautiful lake, upstate New York, the birds are singing already. But 5:30 in the morning, the fountain, I can hear it bubbling. The pool's waterfall edge, in the calm, smooth lake this morning. The best time of the day is up early every day and go slow. I have my cup of Java. Occasionally I'll put some butter in it. A little bit of water, lots of fresh air, and go slow in the day. Take a walk. If you want to lift something today, lift your mind up to a higher light. To see the stars and the sun shining within it this day, and hold kindness to all. Imagine that what you know is perfect, but there is more to understand and guide and change and shift in your day today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This is in your mind, your concepts, your ideas. And if you want to share kindness today, or anger today, or regret today, or whatever you choose, sadness, but it's your choice of what the thoughts are in your brain and how you want to step out into your day. Actually, you create the day as you step. There's no into something. You are the absolute creator of the thoughts. Master Jesus, Master Buddha, Master Lao Tse, Enkidu. And the idea that since the dawn of time when man understood, or at least began to utter words, communication began. But yes, from sign language to simple body language, we are able to speak with our bodies, our hands, our eyes, our emotions, our faces, all parts of our body show the world our content. What is your content this day? What are you thinking this day? How does the vibration of thought create in your mind and outside and to all this day? What you think vibrates to everything. That decides if the desert is barren or beautiful. That decides if the icy tundra is barren or beautiful. That decides if the rocky top of the Himalayas are the most amazing view of the universe or stark and dangerous. You decide if the mighty meadow is the place to begin the creation. You decide. How do you decide this day? Well, simply listen to being here now. Or the power of now. The alchemist. To listen, to read, to write the stories of the universes. This is what we have done since the dawn of time. And you are the dawn of time because you are the first birth of the universe. This day, today, and every day, you are that which you believe you to be. Good morning, good morning. Now step into your day. Take some risks, some chances that you will do something that you will make mistakes and fail at. That is how you and I and all of us become creators. We are, you are, all of us, the great creators of the universe. Be that wish you wish to be this day. An artist, a musician, a writer, a scientist, a doctor, an architect, a builder, an explorer. Truly, we are the explorers of life. Your exploration is creating your explanations of the universe. But yes, we do learn from many others. That's good. That is okay. A breath and smile. This is how to begin the day. And thank you, God, for the day. And a pen and paper, begin to write your thoughts, your ideas. God bless to you. This is Dr. Rob Kiltz. Enjoy the day.